Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, earlier this week, our very own Mike Hawk brought us the story of a man riding his electric scooter. Well, that man crashed into a traffic light. What made this particular story noteworthy was that following the impact, his head became stuck inside of the traffic light. It took about 40 minutes for firefighters to safely remove it. Now, I don't think he'll ever forget that moment. Meanwhile, a woman in the UK, she won't forget the day she broke her neck. And in my opinion, she broke her neck in one of the most terrifying ways ever. She broke her neck while yawning. That is right. She yawned and then broke her neck. And as you might imagine, she remembers that day in great detail. But contrary to the popular narrative, you don't have to have a bad day to have a memorable one. It's not all broken necks and heads stuck in traffic lights. A guy in Maine, he played in a charity golf tournament over the weekend. He'd never hit a hole-in-one in his life. Been playing for 40 years. He hit two hole-in-ones on the same day. So everyone told him, with that kind of luck, he should buy a lottery ticket. So he bought a scratch-off and then won another $500. Asked about his day, he responded, quote, "It was great." Yeah, I bet it was, man. But look, here's the thing. That's what we're talking about today. You know, that one unexpectedly memorable day, for better or worse. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration, is what happened to make it a day that you'll always remember or never forget?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Botchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,401. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC as we have a brand new Ted versus the FCC.
That's right. You finally conquered FCC Mountain last week, right?
I did.
That is correct.
I got to look at my record, though. It doesn't feel that great this year.
Well, it'll make for an interesting end-of-year spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that's a positive spin on it, Miles.
Exactly. People have more reason to laugh with all your misses.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we got this one, and it's about Short City Shelley. And she sits, and she shyly sits while sipping City Schlitz, which used to be a very popular beer.
City Schlitz. Man, oh, man.
Back in the day. So that's all right.
Is that the one Billy D. Williams used to pimp?
He was Colt 45.
All right.
But there was a Schlitz malt liquor bull.
Yeah.
Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah. All right. Back in the day. They would.
Why did they stop doing those? It was awesome. I mean, as a kid, I didn't care about the beer. Just every commercial, you knew at some point, as guys were talking, a bull was going to break through a wall and just stuff up. Man.
Well, there was always bulls in commercials back in the day. So I can't remember.
Another bull.
Well, okay. There was one that was like, all right. So that blue can, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of the Schlitz. We had a guy that used to come in, right? And everybody
in the neighborhood, if you lived in the neighborhood of the liquor store, they all drank the Blue Bull can.
Okay.
And in 2000, it was $1.25. Like, people would just walk in, slam down it. There was one guy. We called him Red Bull Guy. Not Red Bull, the energy drink. He drank the red version of Schlitz.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So Red Bull Guy would come
so
in.
So Schlitz, that's their regular beer.
That's what everybody drank. Yeah. But we would go through cases of the Blue Bull, but nobody touched the Red Bull except Red Bull Guy, Miles.
That's right.
So he would come in, get three of those and a couple miniatures. But when he'd come back, he was so drunk that we couldn't sell him the other ones. Red Bull Guy adjusted. He started buying
the Blue Bull.
He started buying four cans and like six miniatures at once and went off on his afternoon.
You know, I mean, to be honest with you, if you've never sat down and enjoyed a 40 of malt liquor, by the time you're done, you're pretty good.
You're pretty messed up.
Yeah. You're real good. I mean, you don't think it's going to do that much to you. But
yes, it is.
For whatever reason. I mean, we used to buy the 40s. We were in Baltimore, and one of those, and you're pretty gooned up.
A few years ago when I turned 40, my buddy got me 40s, right? Because it's 40 for 40.
Yeah.
God, I forgot how bad that is.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't even drink them.
Like, there used to be a bar in Fremont, Norm's, and they would give you they had 40s of a PBR. And
they had like 40s of PBR and Bud.
And a plastic bag.
Yeah.
All right, paper bag. You could drink those fine.
Correct.
Nothing, I mean, there was just like
it's drink beer.
It's just drink. But man, if you get a 40 of malt liquor, that is a different world, especially like Steel Reserve or Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey's Big Mouth, but in a 40, yeah, that will mess you up quick.
Yeah, man.
Schlitz is the topic coming up on Ted versus the FCC at 4:35. What else do we have for you? We'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. This Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And today it's a Mariners Big Dumper inspired Bad Choice Friday. Ted, you went to the game last night. You said it was electrifying in the stadium.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Mariners game I've ever been to in my life. People were pumped. We were chanting MVP. Then the Seahawks won. We were chanting Seahawks.
Did they put the score up for the Seahawks on the scoreboard inside the stadium?
They did, but everybody was kind of watching on their phones, too.
Okay, so when they kicked the field goal, was there like a silent cheer
in the
stadium?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was on the edge of the aisle. Yes. I got out a F yeah and high five random guys.
So a big dumper inspired Bad Choice Friday with the Black Eyed Peas.
My love, my love, my love, my love. You love my lady love.
Boy, what a bad song.
My homes, they got you.
Do you like this?
No. Okay.
It's too much.
Fergie. I would like to see her lady humps.
Right.
Yeah.
But, or lady lumps, whatever she calls them.
She call them whatever she wants. But the song is so bad.
It's a bad song.
Yeah, but how did it get popular?
They
were just on fire for a few years.
Yeah,
they couldn't do anything wrong, including this.
This is a good song back in the day that girls would dance to in the club.
I mean, it serves a purpose.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A terrible song.
Black Eyed Peas and My Hum's taking on Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about Sir Mix-a-Lot that we found out about a week or two ago. I can't remember when Ice Cube was in town.
Oh, yeah.
So Ice Cube has been on the show before. There was a chance that we maybe could interview Ice Cube.
Correct.
We didn't know if he was going to come in the morning or maybe pop in the afternoon, whatever the deal was. Either way, it just couldn't happen. But, so our buddy Eric Powers over at Hot is trying to facilitate all this, right?
Yeah.
So he's talking to the Ice Cube people. He's going to be in the morning. He's going to be in the afternoon. When is he going to walk in and surprise Ted again like he did the first time? That never happened. But somebody from Cube's crew was on the phone with Eric Powers. Now, there's like 2 or 3 hours. This is 2 or 3 hours before the show.
Yes.
And says, can you get a hold of Sir Mix-a-Lot so he can open up for me?
What?
Powers is like, why are you calling me?
Why don't you call Mix?
You know, could you give him a day's notice?
It's a couple hours before.
I'm sure if he would have known,
he would have done it.
Right. He would have done it for sure. But you can't call him like 2 hours before and go, hey, why don't you come to Climate Pledge and open up for me?
Dude, I'll tell you what. Credit to Sir Mix-a-Lot. He played a Sunday afternoon once at Summer Meltdown out in Darrington on Sunday in the beer garden.
Damn,
and
really?
And he turned it out.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, all the, you know, hippies were dancing on stage. Because he brings girls on stage wherever he is. Smart and just like, man. Get up here. But I mean, it's just funny to see like all the kind of wooks and festival people just partying to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, taking on the Black Eyed Peas and My Humps. A vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shout of the day. Okay, our question today, we're going to talk about a memorable day you've had. Mm-hmm. And whether it was just something that was maybe unfortunate, something that was maybe like just a cool experience that you had, a random experience that you had. What happened to make it a day that you will always remember or a day that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK, as we start with a story about a guy up in Maine. And the title is, You Should Play the Lottery. That's a piece of advice that tends to be doled out when someone seems to be having a lucky day.
Yeah.
And that was certainly the case with a golfer who got not one, but two holes in one in the same round. He did exactly that after leaving the course, and that turned out to be a good move based on how much he won from a scratch-off ticket that he bought. Now, they say most golfers will never get to experience the rush that comes with getting a hole-in-one.
How many times have you done it now?
Five.
You've done five?
Five.
I thought you were three.
No, I'm a five.
What were your last two holes
in one? I've hit two hole-in-ones in the last 3 months.
Really?
Yes.
Is it hole-in-ones or holes-in-one?
Holes-in-one.
Holes-in-one?
You know, bragged the thrill?
No, I don't think I told
him. I did not know he was up to five.
Oh, yeah. If he's on vacation and it's one,
oh, I just
I get a text. It's like, I got one, sucker. I'm like, all right.
Damn,
and it really just pisses off Jay.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's never had one?
Correct.
Oh, sorry, Jay Johns.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It is a very special day when it happens. I know you haven't had that feeling before, but it's really exhilarating.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, when it happens, you just go, wow, it's like the greatest day of your life.
I was in Cape Cod, and he texts me, and I go, son of a bitch. Right. And my aunt's like, we're sitting on the beach. She's like, what is wrong? And I go, I got a hole in one. She's like, isn't that good? I'm like, yeah, but it's a running joke that he doesn't get him.
Right.
So I go, so good for him, but he's ruining and throwing out a joke.
Okay, the worst one was, the one that I hit like 3 months ago, okay? I'm playing golf with two guys, and they weren't paying attention to my shot. And I go, hey, watch this ball. It's going in the hole.
Right.
I mean, I called it. It hadn't even crested yet. I was like, seriously, Charlie, watch this. It's going in the hole. The other guy we're playing with, like, Mike, watch this. It's going in the hole. Boom. Clink in a hole. I said, I told you it was going in a hole. The last one I barely saw. But this guy hits two. And they say a hole in one would definitely fall under one of the best days of your life if you ever did that. But earlier this month at Cabo Sea Colony Golf Course, this is in Monmouth, Maine, they held their 44th annual charity tournament to raise funds for various organizations in the state that the golf course is located in. Now, according to WGME-TV,
can't trust them.
Anton Lawrence signed up for the scramble with his son, a brother who was visiting from Louisiana.
A brother.
And a buddy who...
Not his brother, just a brother.
Yeah, a brother.
What's up, brother? You want to shoot some golf?
From Louisiana.
Yeah, come on now. You line up that hole in that ball.
Hey, dude, you hit that hole in one again?
I said a brother, not his brother.
I'm the only brother. I'm the only black guy in Maine.
A brother from Louisiana.
It's me and the guy in the Dan Patrick Show. That's it. Two black people in Maine. Same time.
A brother from Louisiana.
This happened on... Y'all got some good water up here. Now,
this happened on September 13th. He had been playing golf for over 40 years without ever getting a hole-in-one, but that was no longer the case by the time the day wrapped up. He pulled out his driver on the par 4 8th and managed to find the cup, which is a big deal.
What was it, like 360?
I don't know. He harnessed the same strategy later in the round while getting his second ace of the day on a par 3. That was his second one. His foursome did end up winning the tournament, thanks in no small part to the fact that he got two holes in ones. So he told everybody about the holes in one when he got back, and someone said, hey, you need to buy a lottery ticket after the round. So he did. He ended up trying his luck on Powerball and a couple of scratch-offs, which included a Jurassic Park theme one. That one netted him over $500. We have that scratch-off in lottery in Maryland, or I'm sorry, Washington as well.
What, the Jurassic Park one?
Yeah.
Why are they doing the Jurassic Park?
Listen, I've done scratch-offs.
The movie came out in 1990, goddamn four. Why are we excited about it now?
I don't know.
But it's just the Jurassic Park scratch-off.
I will tell you this. I've played a lot of scratch-offs in my life. I've never won $500.
What's the most you've won on a scratch-off? Because you get them every day.
200.
That's the most you've won. How much 200. Do you think you've won, we've been in this building?
I won 35 yesterday, and I won 50 today.
All right.
So I just take the $30 I have and put it back into the machine.
Just buy more tickets,
And I get more tickets with that. Today I won 50. So, you know.
All right.
I'm
15 up.
And how much do you spend a day on these?
Typically, during the week, I don't have to. I just take my winnings.
Oh, just take the winnings and keep going.
And keep rolling. So if I only have like a $5 winner, I'll buy a $5 ticket.
All right.
And then if I have a, sometimes I have to start over. But it's not like
I'll start over. Well, you mean lose?
Well, I'll take the $200 if I win that, and I'll go down and
that's bar money.
And pee that away down on the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm the old man. Every time I buy one, I'm like, they're getting too complicated.
I heard you the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were playing, but it's like, Miles, come here for a second, man.
What does this mean?
I'm doing a scratch off. Do I have to match? What was it like? Match all of them or mm-hmm. two of them? Or whatever.
There's a bunch of them now. It's like I remember. You just scratch five numbers. And it matches. You win.
Right. That's it.
But again, I sound like the old, like, get off my lawn.
See, but here's what you need.
No, but you're not wrong. Look, man. Look, we're doing a scratch off, right? We just want to win money. Don't make it complicated. Like you said, if I see $300-$500 things, I want $500.
My dumbass. I'm the person who enjoys playing the game, scratching them all off. The people that are the real gambling addicts that I see, they just scratch off the barcode and put it under the thing.
They don't see if they won.
They don't even play the game. Like, I see those guys all the time.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, play that game. It's tic-tac-toe. Who cares?
Right.
But it's still fun to play the game, you know? I don't want to, look, I won $100 and I know how I did it.
I mean, look, a couple of years ago at a White Elephant party for Christmas, I threw some scratchers and I think like a can of beer. And then later in the party, somebody was like, dude, thanks. I won $200.
You're kidding me.
I was like, you got it. Right.
Doesn't matter.
You're kidding me.
Right. I mean, I'm just like, the one I bought actually was a winner.
Not,
I mean,
and you gave it away.
You want people to do well. Years ago, at Ravens pregame, so everyone's out there tailgating. I got to walk around. What the hell is that guy's name from the lottery?
Buddy Rugow.
He ran the Maryland lottery. Super nice guy. But we walked around together and we handed out scratch-offs. And I always remember just going up to this one massive tailgate. They're already having a great time. I'm working. Hey, anybody want a free scratch off? Naturally, everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So you hand it to people. Everyone starts scratching. And as we're walking away, this lady loses her ass. She won $10,000.
God.
And look, I mean, I'm happy for her, but I'm thinking to myself, like, it's hot outside. My feet hurt. I'm just handing people money, but I can't even legally play the lottery now. Mm-hmm. Because my station is associated with this guy. But just watching people win money, I'm like,
we did the same
this
thing.
This annoys me.
We did the same thing at a radio station in Hagerstown. So the Maryland Lottery, they would just give us stacks of their new games.
But you couldn't play them. That's the whole thing. I'm not saying
We would show up. There was this one bar in Hagerstown. It was a peanut bar. So, you know, peanuts on the floor.
Love them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool bar. Cool vibe in there. But, I mean, as much as you tried to hand those things out, you still had a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had like a whole brick of those bad boys. And I kind of thought, as I scratched them at home, the fact that I'd only won like maybe $30, $35 out of all these, that maybe they weren't the actual real ones. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's no way you could win with this pack. It's just kind of a way to get people to play the game, maybe.
I got you. Right.
Like, it might not be the real deal. I don't know. That was just my assumption.
I had heard that it was the real deal.
I scratched the living hell out of those.
And nothing?
I mean,
really?
Like $35.
I'd heard a guy.
Like that thick.
He won $118 is what I was told.
Is that right?
Yeah, because apparently he had a stack after a tailgate. Took him home and scratched. I mean, I don't know. It's just what I was told, but won $118 bucks. Yeah.
Well, and I've told this before. There was a guy that worked with my mother for years, but he drank at town hall where I worked, right?
All right.
And he was a big dude, and he was loud. But he had like a real scratchy, like, weird voice, right? I don't know. He sounded like almost like a weird chick.
All right.
Like, if you met this guy once, you couldn't forget him.
Okay.
So anyhow, one day, the guy in front of him buys a scratch-off and got $1,000. I couldn't remember if it was a week or a month. Probably a month.
Dang. Wow.
For life. But every time that guy came into the bar, this guy, Steve, you'd hear him go, $1,000 a month for life. And he would just scream it. It was like, Steve, shut up. Because I guess he let him in front of him or something.
Oh, no way.
He just wouldn't let it go.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, dude, the guy's fine.
Right.
He's a nice dude. Like, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people get bitter about that.
Yeah. As far as the question, what happened to make it a day you'll always remember and never forget? Talking about the electricity last night at the game, Cal Raleigh's 60th home run obviously put the Mariners all-star catcher into one of the most exclusive clubs in baseball. And it made for a memorable moment in the outfield stands as well at T-Mobile. So during the win on Wednesday night, the fan who caught Raleigh's 60th home run ball gave it away to a boy in the right field seats. Mm-hmm. Now, team security workers led the child and his father away to have the ball authenticated. The Mariners said the boy traded the ball for a bat signed by Raleigh and an invitation to watch batting practice on the field.
All right.
Which is a pretty cool thing. The Mariners also...
I would have held out for playoff tickets. So that's just me.
They also connected with a man who gave the ball away, and he and his family met with Raleigh before last night's game. Now, earlier in the day, Mariners senior manager of communications, Adam Gresh, made a plea on social media for anyone who knows this incredible fan to send him a DM. The man, identified by his first name, Glenn, got a signed bat and two baseballs from Raleigh, and he gave the balls to the kids, to his kids. But to be in a situation where not only are you at the game, mm-hmm. he hits this home run. It is the 60th
right,
home run.
Right, right.
You get this ball. I mean, and then you give it away to a kid. Strong move.
That is a strong move.
I'm not sure I would have done that.
Good for him. All I don't know that I could have done it either.
But then he gets to be
Cal. But he's also playing, right. You're also playing the, all right. Obviously, this is on TV. Based on, well, any home run is, but this is the 60th home run. I have this ball. Here's a kid I don't know. You know something good. The Mariners are going to reach out to you. I mean, I would hand it to the kid. I'd have held him aside. My name is Steve. You reach me at this email address. Because they're going to hook you up.
Okay.
But you're not wrong. Okay. I just think in the moment, I wouldn't have thought about that. I just sort of, I'm like, I got it.
I got 60. But you're also hedging your bets on one thing. So maybe Cal does get that ball back. Maybe it's his. Okay. What happens if he hits one tonight? Or tomorrow? Is that ball matter? Does it matter anymore?
Yes.
It does because of the number. Because it's 60.
Because of the number.
Because it's post 60. Yeah.
So this is like a birthday thing. You know, like if you're 31, no one cares. But if you're 30, it's a big deal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
What if he hits 62?
Like, remember.
Okay, now if he ties Aaron Judge, isn't that now the ball? And the 60 ball doesn't matter?
No,
in my mind, it does.
I still think for him as a catcher, right. And it's the American League, I think that 60 ball matters more.
So he hit 63. That's I have the 63rd one. Well, Miles has 60.
My ball isn't worth anything to me. I mean, it's worth something to me because he hit that home run and I got it. But in the grand scheme
of
things.
Right, but so would you spend more on 63 or 60?
Like, Cal's got this ball now. Right. So what?
So when McGuire broke the record, Roger Maris's record, right? It was always 61.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have 62 than whatever he ended up with.
Just because
the one that breaks the record. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right, because we got to rack our brains to remember Bonds hit, what, 73?
72,
right? But it was like, it was so relatively right after McGuire did it, you're kind of like,
eh.
Right. All right, cool. But 61 was just a record that stood forever.
Look, I'm not saying that the steroid era should not exist in baseball, but as far as the records go, one thing that has never, ever, ever been brought up about Barry Bonds.
His arm thing.
Yeah. He could
Miles brings it up.
He could throw his hands with that lock on his elbow.
Yeah.
He just threw his hands and it would automatically lock in. Now that's the key position to hit a baseball, is to lock in. He basically had a cheat bracket that
But it wasn't on steroids,
that
Miles.
That did it for him.
Yeah.
Put him in that position. No other baseball player has ever worn that bracket.
Oh, really?
Just Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And look what he could do with it. I mean, that's basically like...
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you might as well have been playing like with a bat that looked like, you know, one of the wiffle ball bats, one of the big...
Oh, the big red one?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Barry Bonds is also just like... You were already a Hall of Famer. You were arguably one of the greatest greatest baseball players of all time with his arm, with his speed, with his bat.
Well, he was a 40-for-40 guy for the Pirates for years.
Right.
You know? What happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Routine walk turned wild for one Florida woman when she found herself wrestling an alligator. Danny Wright, a resident of Land O'Lakes, north of Tampa. It's called Land O'Lakes.
Yes, it is.
Oh. It's an actual place. Stepped out Wednesday with her four-month-old Shih Tzu Dax and was near a creek behind her home when a five-foot gator shot out of the water and latched onto Dax's collar. Wright, a professional pet sitter and former college rugby player, says she instinctively gripped the leash and found herself being pulled into the shallow water. She managed to yank Dax from the gator's jaws and toss the dog to the shore. In the process, though, the alligator then clamped onto her left arm. She responded by fighting back, punching, kicking, and even flipping the gator over in the water. She eventually broke free and scrambled back to shore with Dax, who escaped unscathed. The ordeal left Wright with several bites, but she did not need stitches. I was lucky. It was a small gator, she told the Times. Paramedics treated her at the scene, giving her a tetanus shot, some antibiotics. Wildlife trappers soon captured and removed the gator, which is expected to be euthanized. I freaking fought an alligator and won, she said. They say alligator attacks in Florida remain uncommon, with the state averaging just 8 unprovoked bites requiring medical care per year. Doesn't that seem like a lot to you?
I feel like we've been going down this road. This year alone, I feel like there's been more than that.
Where was it at? It was
Texas?
In
Land O'Lakes, Florida.
Oh. I mean, I guess it depends on how many gators there are. Then you go, it doesn't happen often. Look at them.
The woman who got bit, she stresses the need for vigilance in gator country. I never saw the alligator coming. If you live in Florida or anywhere, there are gators. You have to keep your eye out 24/7. But if the Massachusetts native finds herself in a similar situation again, she says she's going to do the same thing. I wasn't going to listen to my dog get eaten. I'd end up in a psych ward if I went through that.
Any idea what that is?
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know what that music was.
Is Mike on the line? He's not.
No.
No, hang on. Yeah. I'm here. Was that you? No.
Boom, 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 boom.
I've never even heard that music before.
I've never heard it in my life.
Oh, dang it. Is it something I have on the computer, Mike?
I'm not sure.
It could. I didn't hear it on my end, so it might be.
Are you on a porn site?
It sounded like
no, it was just on Bro Bible.
Bump, 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 bump.
That's why you guys looked at me and I thought like Miles is playing.
No, we had no idea what that was.
Maybe it did go out over the air. Was it just in our headphones?
No, it went out of the air.
It had to go over there. Yeah. I'm assuming it
was. One last caller. What happened to make it a day you always remember or never forget? 206-803.
Sorry.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, John.
Hey, fine from 72.
Hola.
Hola.
So, John, did you just hear that music a couple seconds ago?
That was my awesome bass line from 72.
Oh, yeah, it was. John. He was playing.
Yeah. Okay. We got you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I just wanted to pump it up, you know?
Yeah, we got you, man.
I appreciate you having my back.
So what happened on your day?
You guys are talking about so many cool things today. The Kool-Aid guy, I was thinking about when you were talking about the Schlitz Beer Raging Bull.
Yeah.
I think the Kool-Aid guy was the children's version of the Schlitz Beer Raging Bull.
You're not wrong, man.
Yeah. You're right. You just waited for them.
You also remember, they put bulls in commercials all the time.
You keep saying that. What are the other bulls?
I remember the Schlitz malt liquor bull.
It was like
Dean Witter or some one of those companies, right?
And they had a Merrill Lynch.
They had a bull walking through a China shop.
Okay, the bull is their mascot.
All right.
There's
bulls everywhere.
Where's another bull?
Well, I'm sure there were many. The Chicago Bulls were doing well at the time.
Didn't the Miller Lite guys have a bull in one of their commercials as well?
No, they were getting fights.
Like the
less filling tastes great.
Tastes great.
And they were getting into a brawl, but there was no bull.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked him. It's the third time. It's like, come on, Miles.
There were a lot of the bulls. You brought up the Kool-Aid man. The other one I remember as a kid, Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah, that guy would punch.
This kid would walk up to like this fat idiot basically and say, "Do you want a Hawaiian punch?" And the guy would say, "Yeah," and then dude would punch him.
That was a Hawaiian punch guy?
You don't remember these commercials? He would say, "Hey, do you want a Hawaiian punch?"
Yeah.
And this dude would say, "Yeah." And so Hawaiian punch guy would punch the guy that he asked the question, then open his own Hawaiian punch and walk away.
Yeah.
Can't believe you don't remember that.
No, I don't.
I mean, you waited for that moment.
1970s.
I got my sodas as a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, 1970s. All right, checking it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. He's asking that dude, you want a Hawaiian punch?
Boom. Jeez, yeah. A whiz.
Yeah. He was always just like hitting that's people off the top. Yeah.
Violent.
Violent soul.
And then that one poor kid gave his Tootsie Pop to the owl. Owl just ate it.
I know.
This is a rough time for kids.
Yeah.
All right, John, what was your memorable day?
Well, one time I was trying to be really cool and impress my brother because I had this huge, huge fart. I thought, I'm going to light this fart on fire. It's going to be like a blue flamer. And I did. But the thing was, it was so big that my sweat started catching on fire. And I had to pat it out real quick. And I just totally hit my nards way too hard.
That is the day that you're going to remember. I lit my pants on fire with a fart.
Well, thanks for starting it out that way, John.
Smashed my testicles.
Didn't your buddy like burn the inside of his rectum?
Yeah.
Call him nards, dude.
Nards, yeah. It was my buddy Tony. And at that time, we were always doing the blue flamers, and we'd roll on our back, light it up, and Tony rolls on his back, and I'm telling you, man, he lit his fart, and I swear to God, it looked like Kiss coming on stage. It was just, he screamed and then runs out of the room. We're in a basement. So me and the other guy, Paul, we're on the ground dying of laughter. Tony comes back downstairs. He's now wearing Paul's mother's shorts. I still don't, keep in mind, Paul had a father as well. I do not know why he put on his mom's shorts. But he comes downstairs. He's holding his shorts and his underwear, his tidy whities, and there's a hole burned straight through him. Mm. Looked like someone put a cigar on it.
Hmm.
But he burned the inside of his butt, and so he couldn't, like, sit down. And I guess his problem was his mom was a nurse, so when he went home, he wouldn't sit down. Right. His mother's like, what is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you sit down? He just didn't want to tell her. I burned the inside of my butt.
What happened to make it a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, liquor and whores.
Hola.
So I got to say, Tess Smith, you have to do that bacon suit again. Come on.
Are you watching it on YouTube, I guess?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's
I don't know where that bacon costume even exists anymore.
My Friday was yesterday. It was a good day off today, so let's go.
Nice.
That bacon suit was awesome.
I'm sure you can buy one on Amazon.
Well, my buddy, the one I used to use for bacon salt to bacon soda, my buddy made that.
He actually made that himself.
Right, but it was just
like a sponge, wasn't it?
It was. So, like, you couldn't, like, we went down to the market and I caught a fish in it. And we'd be like, if somebody had a cigarette, I'd be like, do not get near bacon.
Oh, really?
You know. Oh, because it was just spray paint and, like, this foam. I would have died.
The dangers of being a bacon mascot.
Yeah, but we had to, like, yell at people. Like, get away from the bacon.
Bacon's on fire.
Oh, my God.
Hello, bring the bacon man back. Mm-hmm. Bacon all the way.
Yeah. So, what was your day?
So my day was the day my son was born 11 years ago, and I was on about 9 NOS energy drinks.
What time of day was he born?
So he was basically, the old lady was in labor for 15 hours or something, but I was on 15 and he was born. It was my first born miracle child. And as soon as he was born, I was good until the placenta came out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is it that you remember? Like, I remember the birth of both of my children, but that explains itself. It's the other things you did not expect to see, either before or after the birth. Those are the memories I truly have about the moment. Like, my kid was born, they were crying. Whoop-de-doo. They get wiped off. The other things you see that you're just not prepared for, you're like, oh, my God.
Do you normally drink that many energy drinks?
Yeah, I drink NOS energy drinks. That's all I drink. But the day my son was born, it was the greatest day. And then the day he was born and the placenta came out, my job called me and told me I was fired.
What?
Yeah.
You saw a placenta being released and then lost your job.
Why did they fire you?
Yep. Because I took the time off for my son to be born.
You took one day off work and you got fired for it?
Yep.
You don't want to work there.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's not a job you want.
I'm over in Tri-Cities, and I'm over here in Tacoma right now, and I drive by your guys' studio every day.
That's amazing. It's amazing you can even drive through here because the traffic sucks so bad.
Slowly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, trust me, it does suck.
How bad are your teeth? I got to ask, how are your teeth, like, falling out of your mouth after drinking all those energy drinks?
Oh, I got dentures, so I'm good.
All right.
Oh, okay. There you go, Miles.
All right.
Man, I've already ruined them.
When you have dentures, man, do you pull them out every night?
No. It's all good. I got the top ones, but the bottom ones I lost on my 25th birthday because I got in a fight with a tree.
Okay. I'm guessing the tree won.
Were you on a bicycle?
No, I was just really intoxicated.
I see.
And what, just on foot, ran into a tree? How'd the tree knock out your teeth?
I thought it was my best friend. And then we started going at it, and I figured out it was a tree, and I just went face plant right into a tree.
Okay. So you're kind of a living miracle.
Yep.
All right.
Do you, I just got to ask, do you drink, like, booze or anything else, or is just these energy drinks are your thing?
No. Well, no. During the day, I drink energy drinks, and at night when I get home from work, I drink 2 11s and Mandarin's IPA.
Damn. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Steel Reserve and IPAs.
It's a good thing you already have your dentures.
Because your Men's Room IPA is up here in Parkland at the QFC on Tacoma, across from Showgirls and Fox's Entertainment.
Also, it's very convenient for you to stop there and
perfect.
Do some things, get some beers.
No, I'm good. I've never been in the show club, and I am 41 years old. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, you're about time, my man.
Have you been in the Showgirls across the street?
Nope.
All right, I'm just curious.
I'd rather go to the weed shop across the street.
Are they actually serving beer in the strip clubs now?
Are they?
It's official.
What's the famous one up? Like, Lake City has a bunch of them up my way, but whatever. Rick's.
All right.
Kind of the famous one.
Yeah.
So one of the, let's just say I know somebody that works there.
Okay. which side of the, where?
Like the door.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not the one I wanted you to know.
I know. He is a fan of the show, though, if you want to go in.
Cool.
But yeah, they have a full bar now. Huh. I see the sign all the time. They have like $7 beers.
The sign, yeah. I'm sure it's the sign. That...
I haven't, you know what's funny?
Is it liquor or just beer?
Oh, they have both.
Really?
Okay. Really?
So okay. I haven't been in yet, but I should, because that was always my issue with strip clubs in Washington.
We've been bitching about that for years.
Correct.
You know, you have to go to Portland, and now you don't, and I don't know anyone who's actually gone.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to be on fire tomorrow.
You might end up there.
I might end up there.
You're going to get those Ruben Negrels to a race. It's going to be a big day.
Watch Diplo.
Maybe tomorrow is your day.
If the Huskies beat Ohio State, I'll be in a strip club.
What happened to
I
making
might be
a day?
There if they beat Ohio State, bro.
I'll fly back. What happened to making a day you'll always remember and never forget? 206-803-RIDE.
Right? I'm like, what are you doing in here? Like, I'm doing a 5K. I watched Diplo. The Mariners are awesome. The Huskies are great.
I'm going to the strip club. Going to the strip club, baby. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, I'm really digging the new call sign, Cal-ISW. That's pretty cool. I like that.
You like it? Cal-ISW, yes. Are we still doing that today, or did Cats put the kibosh on it?
Oh, no. We only reserve one day for the Mariners here.
But they're still in the playoffs.
Wow.
Mike's
been waiting.
Top rope. Absolute elbow to the head.
I just sit here like a sniper waiting for my shot.
I know, you got it. Yeah,
bam. Way to convert.
Wow.
Yeah. One shot, one kill.
Jay.
Can't have too much good juju in here.
So, Brock, what happened?
Thing to watch, so.
What's that?
I said, I'm a 57-year-old man that grew up in Seattle my whole life, so watching Cal do this is really... like once in a lifetime kind of thing, so it's pretty cool.
So if you're a Mariners fan,
it once
literally
in a lifetime.
Is.
It is once in a lifetime.
So this is back in 88. I'm 19 years old. I'm up at college. I got two buddies that are ski buddies with me, and they're from Vancouver, Washington. So the 10-year anniversary was coming up of the eruption of Mount St. Helens, and they wanted to go hike it that day. We get a pass to go up there. You know, I had to put in to try to get up there, and we did. And this is the first time I'd ever hiked. I'd skied my whole life, but I never hiked up a mountain before. So I wasn't prepared at all. Didn't think it'd be snowing. Didn't have the proper gear for the conditions. I'm in cotton and just the wrong kind of stuff. We get like 3/4 of the way up, and I'm just soaked because it was raining in the lower half of the mountain. And my two buddies, Mason and John, they go up a little further. I said, I'm just going to hang here and I'm going to eat my lunch. And my lunch was a can of SpaghettiOs and a Snickers. That's what it was like back then, you know. So,
nice.
Sure, yeah. Canning food.
So I watched them hike up the way, and then they kind of disappear into the clouds. And then all of a sudden, a blizzard comes out of nowhere, and I'm just sitting there on this little knoll, and I can't see up the hill. I can barely see down the hill, and I'm just by myself, and I start to stress out. I'm there for a good 10 minutes, and it's just a whiteout, and I decide that I'm going to ski down to get out of where I was. I figured if I got a little lower, I would get out of the snow area. And so I just start skiing, and I get lost. I have no idea where I'm going. Get down to where I'm in the trees. I've skied all the way down to where the trees are and just lost. So I kind of give up at that point, and I make myself a little hut underneath the tree with my skis and my jacket and just sit there and smoke a little weed and hang out and try to figure out what I'm going to do next. And then I was there for a good half hour, and my buddies, they came down and it cleared out after I left, and they were able to follow my tracks. So all of a sudden I hear them yelling, Brock, Brock. And it's like, oh my God, I thought I was going to die. You know, one of those things. And they're like, oh my God, you idiot. You got us so lost. We were following your tracks. You're nowhere close where we need to be. And so we had to weed whack down through the brush and trees and all that. And it turns out we end up right at our van that we had parked in the morning, and all was good.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it'd be terrifying.
You think you're going to die, and the last meal you have is SpaghettiOs and a Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm. And classic skier or snowboarder. I'm in trouble. Roast a bowl first.
That mountain.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, yeah. You're setting this up
that.
Like,
I would not do that.
I am in trouble. I must get stoned.
And none of us are ones to like look down on you for smoking weed.
No.
Like, that doesn't seem like the time to roast a bowl.
When Steve and I got to the top of that mountain in Alaska, we could see this cloud coming. You could see it coming over the Pacific, and then it hit Anchorage, and then Anchorage disappeared. But we're above it.
So it looked like a single Simpsons cloud.
Yeah, but it's huge. And it crawled up the mountain, man, and just smacked us right in the face. And the next thing you know, like, we're in a complete whiteout. I mean, we're covered in water in a weird way because you're inside the cloud.
Yeah. It was unreal. And, like, the temperature drops about 20 degrees.
And it was fast. It was like, it just happened.
Because the sky had been blue. And then, like you said, it's a gray out. Everyone's soaked, but it's not raining, right? The temperature's dropped. You're freezing cold. Then the cloud just keeps drifting.
Anything goes behind you.
Your temperature goes right back up.
Then the sun goes back out. And you're
the
like,
only thing I've seen like that,
that was pretty cool, though.
That was weird.
Like, when I was in Carson City at the Bunny Ranch, right, I was there for my birthday. So it's December. So I'm out back in this suite. Already had some morning fun. So I'm just sitting there. And same thing. You could see these clouds coming in. And, I mean, it could have been more than 90 minutes. But a storm blew in, dumped like 4 inches of snow, and just left.
Damn.
But same thing. It was wild just watching it come off like Lake Tahoe and like, oh, here it comes. Here's all the snow. And it's gone.
What happened to make it a day that you will always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.